Kelvedon. As you sit on the bench, you are facing Swan Street, now one of the prettiest areas in the villages, but times past saw it as a place of industry. On the far left is Easterford Mill. There's been a mill on this site since before the 1320s, with the current mill dating from around the mid-17th century. It was last used as a full working coal mill in the 1930s. The name Easterford Mill was not used until 1507. Previously it's been shown as the Swan Street Mill, but this part of Kelvedon had historically been known as Easterford. In the 1930s, the mill was known as Rogers Mill, after the then owner, Mr. Cyril Rogers, who used to run a dairy farm from this corner of Kelvedon. To the right of the mill land, where the houses now sit, was once Downton's yard. Mr. Downton had a haulage company based there, originally with horses and then later with trucks. Downton seemed to have the ability to move anything from anywhere, from the transportation of the coal from the trains, tar, the by-product from the gasworks which used to exist on the site of Deal's car park, to the furniture removals, coffin boards, bees and peas, even night soil. The original Downton's building was burnt down in the 1920s and had to be rebuilt, and still remained a yard there until about 1990. The main properties along Swan Street give the impression that they've looked like that for hundreds of years, but things can be deceiving. Some are in fact quite new, and those nearest to Heron Road were originally one property, the Swan Inn, which was built in the 18th century. A small wing of the Swan Inn was demolished, probably due to a fire, and the houses you see here now, Old Bridge House, Swan House and Old Bridge Cottage, were originally the Swan Inn, and it's only in the last 30 years that they've been split into separate homes. The Swan Inn was originally one of five coaching inns in Kelvedon. Prior to 1923, the building was also a tannery, with the skins being washed in the river as part of the process of turning skins into leather, and the tanning presses still remain in one of the properties. There were two other tanneries here too, one in the small building in the Railway Tavern's car park, and the other in the cottage behind. The point of Swan Street in front of you with the new houses was previously the site of a police house, and prior to that, tiny old cottages existed there called, locally, Gooseberry Square. Next we have the property which until recently was a hairdresser's, previously also having been a tannery and a merchant's. This building is deceptive as it actually dates back to the 1500s. On the corner of her high street is one of the oldest properties in Kelvedon, being built in the 14th century. Currently Peter Brest Insurance, it was a grocer's and a haberdasher's for over 200 years and was known as Seabrook's. The Railway Tavern was built around 1860, on the site of the Unicorn Public House, but the site was originally a field that was used by drovers to store animals that were on the way to market. The front of the corner of the pub, actually nearest Fearing, was in fact a butcher's and cycle shop at one time and has now been included in the pub building itself. The police press the button to hear now about Fearing's history.